News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, Brett Witterbull, live at Hold Their Feet to the Fire. I am so happy to be joined by somebody whose work I've admired for such a long time. Brigitte Gabriel, it's good to have you back on the show, my friend.
So good to be back with you.
It is great to have you back. Now, you're with Act for America.
I chair Act for America, the largest national security organization in the country. Mm-hmm. And now I want to make sure people know to go to our website, actforamerica.org. We have a petition. We have a drive on our front page, Stop the Invasion. And it focuses on the it focuses on stopping people invading our border. That's been signed now by 3.4 million people.
Wow.
Go to actforamerica.org. It is directed to your elected officials. So what we're talking about, you know, here we're talking, Brett, about holding their feet to the fire.
That's right.
Our elected officials' feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not going to change unless they, our elected officials, feel the heat. We can talk. We can complain to our friends. We can complain about the murder rate rising, the crime rate rising. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe what's happening at the border. Mm-hmm. But unless we take action and burn the feet of our elected officials, hold their feet to the fire, they're not going to respond.
So, you know, what's interesting, I'm watching today the president speaking there at the United Nations. He's checking all the boxes that he usually talks about, climate change and all this sort of stuff. And yet I don't hear anybody talking. You talk about it. It's obviously a vital issue. But the number of terrorists that they've apprehended coming across the border, I mean, they say it's 66. I think it's many more number, a higher number than that.
That's right.
I mean, when did the border become optional? I don't understand.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, when you talk to somebody who's a legal immigrant like me, who did it by the book, you know, for the millions of people who came to America, just like me, some came on the Mayflower, some came on the TWA, like myself.
That's right.
You know, in the 80s. But when I came to America, you know, you go to the embassy, you knock on the door, you say, may I have a visa to come visit your country? You ask permission to come to somebody's home.
They give
you a visa. You come to the United States, you start the process. I paid for my own airline ticket. I paid for my visa. Yes, they charge you $50 to get a visa.
That's right.
I paid for all my doctor's visits because, you know, when people used to come to this country, when I came to this country in the 80s, I had to take all sorts of blood tests to make sure I'm not bringing tuberculosis into the country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not bringing leprosy into the country. And I hate needles, by the way.
Sure.
And I had to go get poked here and there, take this blood test and that blood test to make sure I'm safe. And I gladly did it. That was part of the process. And then when I got my green card, you had to wait. You know, the period between when you get your green card until you get your American citizenship is 4 to 5 years.
Right.
So once I got my green card, I had to study in preparation for my test to become an American citizen. I had to study a 2-inch thick book written by the Daughters of the American Revolution about America's history, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our judicial process, our Congress. And then I had to take an exam in English as well, both in English, a written exam as well as a verbal exam about our history, the Constitution, etc., and pass in order for me to become an American.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I became an American, I knew more about America than my American-born husband did. That's the type of Americans we want to bring into the country, and that's the type of process we want to put them through. That's how you assimilate them. People need to appreciate and understand the value of America, the freedoms of America, what we had to go through to get this freedom, the price we paid to get this freedom, the price our founding fathers paid to get this freedom. Right now, we are welcoming criminals into our country who are breaking the law to get here, and we're rolling the red carpet for them.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine how legal immigrants like me feel? If there is one subject that sets our hair on fire, this is it.
Okay, and that raises an important point, because I had somebody say to me last night, they think people that are born in the United States, they take this country for granted, and then they've been cowed by a number of people who don't want you to say, no, you got to come in the right way. Suddenly we've been conditioned, or people have been conditioned, to say, well, I'm intolerant, I'm racist, I'm all this kind of stuff. The Marxists are doing a very good job of selling that message.
That's right. And what we need to do is do not listen to their words. When they cannot argue with your fact, they slap a label and right. they call you a racist bigot mm-hmm. because they know people, our people are going to shy away. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm Lebanese. Mm-hmm. I've got tan skin.
Yes.
I come from the Middle East. So, you know, I love America. Yeah. And so I'm not, I'm all for pro-legal immigration because sure. I am a legal immigrant. You right. always need the new blood to come Absolutely. Into the country. But what we have right now, we have people who have no appreciation for America. And this is why on my web, Act for America, my organization,
right.
we are celebrating our 20th anniversary, by the way, which is a milestone. Act for America right now has a petition on our front page, an action campaign. Go sign it, called Stop the Invasion. Mm-hmm. Go to actforamerica.org, click on Stop the Invasion. Take action. We have an email pre-written for you that you can send to your elected officials.
Right.
Once you fill in your information, we will give you the name of your elected officials on the federal level and the state level. Send them that email. We have posts prepared for you for your social media. With one click, you can post it on your Facebook. You can post it on Twitter. Mm-hmm. It will tag your elected officials as well, so they cannot hide and say we're not listening from our constituents. You know, Brett, they say squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Absolutely.
And we need to squeak. We can do it democratically.
That's right.
You can do it in the privacy of your own home, sitting in your pajamas, sipping your cup of coffee at 7 a.m. in the morning. Yep. No excuses. We have to take action. Go to actforamerica.org and take action.
Are you, on a 1 to 10, how optimistic are you for what's coming in November? Do you think that you are going to see a change in the House and the Senate come November?
We will only see a change if our people go out and vote. You know, in the last midterm election, 50% of the people voted. That's it. 50%. And the majority were Democrats mm-hmm. who voted, not Republicans. So unless we act now and go out and vote, history will repeat itself. This is not up to question. History will repeat itself unless we go out and vote. And by the way, we now have a drive. If you go to actforamerica.org uh-huh. on our Get Involved campaign, you'll see a Secure Our Election, different campaigns on the website. We want to make sure we drive people out to register to vote.
Yes.
Make sure if you moved in the last 2 years,
right.
if you were renting and you moved apartments in the mm-hmm. last 2 years, if you moved your zip code in the last 2 years,
right.
make sure you are registered to vote in your new address. The last thing you need is show up to vote and they say to you, no, you're not registered yeah. at this address. Sorry, you yeah. can't vote. We want to make sure everybody is registered. We have a link on our website under Get Involved. You'll see it under Secure Our Election. So you can go out and register. Make sure you do that. You know, I am optimistic if people take action, if people show up, if people understand what's at stake mm-hmm. and they take action.
It's incredible to see this city coming back to life after COVID and the cities around this country coming back to life. And yet we're experiencing all the exact same challenges. Illegal immigration, crime
That's
in
right.
the streets, homelessness, inflation. The country is crying out for a change, and I appreciate you coming by and being somebody who's an agent of change in that regard and trying to make the country a much stronger place for the future generations of those who were born here and immigrants who come in legally, because we want to make this as special as we can, and we should treat it like it's special.
Right. We should treat it like it's special. We are cheapening ourselves to the world when we're giving America for free, because right now people who are coming have no appreciation for America. And we need to make sure we secure America for future generations. And I want people to know that do not give up hope. There is hope. We can take our country back. But you've got to be engaged and you've got to make your voice heard.
Great stuff. Brigitte Gabriel, this is the first of what I hope will be many conversations moving forward through the future. I appreciate you coming by and the good work you're doing with Act
Thank
for America.
Thank you so much. It's always an honor being with you. Thank you for having me with you.
It's wonderful to be with you as well. 704-570-1110. 704-570-1110 is the phone number to be a part of our discussion, of our conversation. Coming up, we're going to take a little bit of a dive also into what's going on with fentanyl at the border and how that is absolutely crippling our young people. Whenever I hear people talk about fentanyl and an overdose, it makes my skin crawl, because it is a targeted killing of our children, of our young people, of our potential, and that is something that I am gravely, gravely concerned about. And it's about raising your voice in that regard and saving lives. It is a real pleasure to visit with Brigitte and to hear her passion for this country. I have not met a single person here in this gathering at this broadcast gathering where people are saying, shut the border, don't let anybody in. Everybody is saying we have to do it in an orderly fashion. We have to do it in an orderly fashion. We can't just do it willy-nilly. It's got to be done on purpose, properly, all of that. I have not heard anybody say, deport everybody, don't let anybody in. America is a special place because America is a special place.